Deuteronomy chapter 26. And it shall be, when you are come into the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell in it, that you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which you shall bring of your land that Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to place his name there. And you shall go to the priest that shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day to Yahweh your Elohim, that I am come to the country which Yahweh swore to our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of your hand, and set it down before the altar of Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall speak and say before Yahweh your Elohim, A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down to Egypt, and traveled there with a few, and became there a nation great and mighty and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried to Yahweh, Elohim of our fathers, Yahweh heard our voice, and looked upon our affliction, and our labor, and on our oppression. And Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he's brought us to this place, and has given us this land, even a land that flows with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Yahweh, have given me. And you shall set it before Yahweh your Elohim, and worship before Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall rejoice in every good thing which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you, and to your house, you, and the Levite, and the stranger that is among you. When you have made an end of tithing all the tithes of your increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled, then you shall say before Yahweh your Elohim, I've brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and have also given them to the Levite, and to the stranger, and to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all your commandments which you've commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, neither have I taken away anything thereof for any unclean use, nor given anything of it for the dead. But I have listened to the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven, and bless your people Israel in the land which you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. This day Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have avouched Yahweh this day to be your Elohim, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to listen to his voice. And Yahweh has avouched you this day to be his peculiar people, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he's made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim, as he has spoken. End of chapter 26.